Track 2.7.
What's up with our celebrity obsession? You might forgive a casual visitor to Earth for thinking that the leaders here all wear beautiful clothes, have gleaming white teeth, and wave continually while they walk down red carpets into luxurious buildings. Judging by the never-ending TV coverage of award ceremonies and the stacks of glossy magazines piled up by supermarket checkouts, it's easy to see why this mistake might be made. Our fixation on celebrities has never been more evident. But according to psychologists, this obsession may be nothing new. Our fascination with the rich and famous goes way back, with people looking to kings and queens for examples of how to dress and behave. For instance, the popularity of the traditional white wedding dress can be traced back to the one worn by Queen Victoria at her wedding in 1840. Before this, brides traditionally wore dresses in all sorts of colours. Going back even further, our earliest ancestors lived in tribes, where leaders were watched carefully for clues on how best to survive. We still live in a society dominated by hierarchies, and our modern-day obsession with celebrities could simply be an extension of a basic instinct to pay close attention to those at the top. What has changed, of course, is the rise of the media, and with it, easier access to these glamorous lifestyles, something celebrities are all too aware of. They know that by constantly appearing in online news feeds and reaching out to their fans on Twitter, they can raise their profile and make sure they're not forgotten. The growth of the media has also meant that there are now many more ways to become famous. Consequently, we're no longer simply celebrity watchers, but celebrities in waiting, waiting for our chance to shine on the world stage. Many of us believe that we'll be famous one day, and the idea of becoming the center of attention is very real in many of our minds. But until then, we're happy just watching. One theory suggests that with the decline in large families and close-knit communities, celebrities have, for some people, taken the place of these social groups. Just as we'd once been eager to find out what the neighbors were up to, we're now keen to know everything about our new family members. But is there really anything wrong with caring about what our idol is doing? Well, like most addictions, you can suffer from it to varying degrees. Most psychologists agree that there's little harm in a casual interest, but when things escalate out of control, then it becomes more serious. So widespread is this phenomenon, albeit to varying degrees, that the term celebrity worship syndrome, CWS, has been coined to describe it. Various stages of this syndrome have been identified. The most common form of CWS is, thankfully, its mildest. Sufferers at this stage tend to be extroverts who enjoy socializing in large groups. At their worst, this group of people risk boring their friends to death with details about the object of their affection. Their obsession might even be considered no bad thing if they're taking on the healthy habits of a positive role model. At the other end of the scale, there are the severe sufferers, but fortunately, these are in a very small minority. For these people, the obsession is out of control and can even lead to illegal practices, such as stalking. Severe sufferers of CWS will typically feel that they have a special connection with the celebrity and won't listen to voices of reason. Their actions can turn violent when these feelings are inevitably not reciprocated. But for most of us, our fascination with celebrities is nothing more than a harmless interest in people who lead very different lives. And what could possibly be wrong with that?